This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will get federal funding to help with crisis counseling and training in response to the pandemic. Congress has granted nearly $1.8 million for the state from FEMA. That money will fund a grant program that connects people with mental health resources. 16 providers across the state will offer services. An overnight camp near Colorado Springs will voluntarily close for the summer after some staff contracted COVID-19. CPR's Taylor Allen reports no campers have been at the site.
State and El Paso County health officials are investigating the outbreak at Eagle Lake Overnight Camp. Around 150 adult workers were on site recently for training. Officials say there are at least 4 confirmed cases of the disease, 7 probable cases, and 40 more people who were exposed. The state recently released new guidelines for residential camps. They limit outdoor camps to 25 campers in a group and indoor camps to 10 per group or activity, and those groups cannot mix. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Colorado State Fair organizers have decided on pandemic guidelines for this year's event. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the fair's board supported a recommendation to cancel all entertainment events in the event center, grandstand arena, and on the fairgrounds. Organizers are considering spacing out rides and attractions throughout the fairgrounds. Admission this year will be free. 2 more emissions testing stations are reopening this morning, one in Golden and the other in Loveland. Officials expect volume to be high as they work through a months-long backlog. Temperatures around Denver in the 80s today, 70s in Colorado Springs, and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.